Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We want to consider our first scripture from John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. Let's read it together. One go. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have what? Peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. Can we read it in the NASB? NASB. It said, these things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may what? Have peace. The reason why peace is important for the child of God is because we are in a chaotic world. It's a world full of tribulations. It's a hostile environment. And we are very transient here. This is not our real place. You know, we belong to a kingdom and we are doing an assignment here. So this place is a very complicated realm for us. So he says that in this world you will have tribulation. You have chaos. There will be hostilities around. But take courage. Take courage. If there's anything you should have in your heart, if there's anything you should take as part of your the tools in your tools box, is the variable of courage, is the tool of courage. He said, I have overcome the world, but for you to be able to walk in that overcomer's mindset and have the kind of joy and peace, you need to take courage. Because most of times, you will see tribulation more than you see peace. And then also, peace is not the absence of tribulation. So that there can be tribulation and you still have peace. And what gives you that peace is what you have inside of you. And Jesus is saying that what will give you peace of mind, peace of your heart, even when you are in a world of tribulation, is to have courage. Because tribulation is scary. Have you been on board a flight and the flight is losing height and it's losing altitude back and forth in the midst of turbulence? If you are very collected as you can be, you know, there's a way that your system itself, system na yem to mission awa drinkam. Because it's a very chaotic atmosphere. And you begin to think about whether you have done your will, whether your wife or husband will be safe, your children will be safe. Too many things will be running through. Whether you have enough finances in your account to sustain the people you love behind. And it's not because your mind went into the flight being afraid, but there are turbulence. There are storms that are creating that hostility and turbulence in your spirit. And Jesus is saying that for you to have your peace, you need courage. What do you need? Now, this is our month of testimonies. And one of the reasons why there will be a lot of abortions of the things that God has said we will tackle it is because we, most of the time, lack the element of courage. And so to function properly in a chaotic world, courage is needed to overcome. Jesus said, I have overcome. That victory is yours. But you don't step into it until you master the skill of courage, the spirit of courage. You need courage. Tell somebody you need to be courageous. You need courage. Praise the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8, in the ESV, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 to 8, it says that, so we are always of good courage. Somebody say there is courage and there is good courage. He said, we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. He said, for we walk by faith not by sight. Praise the Lord. And he said, yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So here you see that when you are meant to operate, in fact, courage speaks the language of faith. To know that you are really operating by faith and in faith, your heart will be full of courage. You'll be courageous, even in the face of adversity, in the face of breakdown, collapse, failure. You see that's when the faith will well out of you. And that's when you know that you are courageous. We are kukudrufu. Praise the Lord. And he says that when we are present in the body, we are absent with the Lord. And so, but we'll rather be away from the body and then at home with the Lord. At home with the Lord means that you are at peace. You are what? Can't hear you. You are what? Ask somebody, are you at peace? In the midst of all the delays and the troubles in this 2024. I almost shouted a political party slogan. Are you at peace? Are you at home? Tell somebody, ask somebody, are you at home? Are you at home? Some people, when you see them, you see that they are not at home in life. They have not settled. Things are not settling. They are not at peace. Small things, they are triggered. Jesus said, actually Paul said, when you are courageous, it puts you in a state of rest. That's what? It makes you to enjoy the rest that only Christ gives. Put you in the state of rest. There are things you are believing God for, you have not received. You have to be courageous. There are levels you are believing God to hit, you have not hit. You have to be courageous. Because if you are not courageous, you will lose your peace. You will lose your rest. You find out that you are troubled. And when you are troubled, you become double-minded. And the Bible said, I think in the book of James, it says that the person who is double-minded should never think that he can receive anything from the Lord. So sometimes in the face of the devil himself, all you need to do is to believe in the victory of Christ and show courage. Is to what? Now, believe and accept the victory Christ has given you and show courage. Because devil is scary and his works are scary. You look at the gruesome death he administered to Jesus himself when he was on earth. Now, if our Savior, the guy did not ferry him, was not shy of him, but did what he did, imagine yourself, you that have come to become beneficiary of the work that Christ has done. So when he's dealing with you, when he's coming, he's going, will deal with you and he will show you power. He will let you know that you are not his level. That the only fortune you have is that you have Christ. Praise the Lord. So that's why you need courage, because when the devil begins to show you his kafia, show you what he can do and what he's done in different places in other people's life. People who pray more than you do. Who have the word in their head more than you do. People who look more spiritual than you do. When he shows you what he has been able to do with them, you will lose your courage. So he likes to show you pictures, evidences everywhere to let you know that when he's coming for you, you are helpless. But Paul said, we are at home with the Lord. We are at home. Say, I'm at home. And that's why he's saying that, yes, we are always courageous. We are of good courage. I mean, Paul went through a lot of tribulations. But he says that we are of good courage. And we would rather be away from the body. Courage is what makes you to overcome death. Like you are not afraid of anything devil can scare you with. Because as Paul was standing there, he already saw himself in eternity. That is, he has passed the scare of death, the fear of death, the anxiety of death. I mean, as we are here, all of us, possibly, we will fight with everything we have, every money, every breath we have, not to die now. Especially now that your party has won power. Why should you die? Praise the Lord. So, you see that, I mean, when you go to the hospital, they say that he's fighting for his life. She's fighting for her life. Paul was not fighting for his life. He said, I'm at home. That's why he was courageous. So you could see that even where they said he shouldn't go because he would die, he said, I want to be there. Courage. I have passed, be careful. It's called courage. Praise the Lord. When you get to that level where nothing scares you, nothing deters you, nothing stops you, then you know that you are in the level of courage. May you be at that level in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. So, like I said, courage speaks the language of faith. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible said, and behold, some people brought to him a paralytic. And it would be great if you read it in the NASB. Yeah, good. It said, and they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, take courage, son, your sins are forgiven. He saw a paralytic. They brought him and he saw their faith and he said, take courage. You see that faith and courage go together. They work together. It is difficult to say you have faith when you lack courage. And it is difficult to walk in courage when you lack faith. When you have faith, you will speak the language and you will exhibit courage. And the exhibition of courage is a sign that you have faith. Praise the Lord. If you look at the verse 22, here he's saying that your sins are forgiven. In verse 22, but Jesus turning and seeing her said, daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well. At once the woman was made well. So wherever there is faith, you will see courage. And that courage is what makes people to take what Jesus has to offer them. This woman with the issue of blood, she took it. The paralytic took the healing. Because, and what Jesus addressed was that, not only do you have faith, but I have also seen your courage. Because in some places they tore roof. Some of you are even afraid of just a canopy walk. Or just climbing a ladder. One day we were going to inspect a church building that one of my friends is building. Very huge one. And it's tall. So the walls were not all fixed going up. But the structure was there. And then we climbed stairs. No rails. We climb and go up. When we got to level 2, we were going to level 3. Some of our friends, they say, no, they can't go. because it's like we are going up and I don't see any wall. It's like, am I falling? Some people are afraid of height. You know? So it takes courage to go higher. We went and we didn't die. This issue of blood could have been there for the fact that the woman had courage. And if you even see the conversation she was having with herself. She said, if I may but, yeah, go and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. That should not be the language of a woman who has been trying for 12 years for one sickness and has spent all her resources trying to get well. She should give up. But she sat there courageously and said, hey, I'm giving it another try. And it was not just a walk in the park. She had to cover distance. Bible says she came from the back. Went through, you know, a situation where she was not permitted to be in a crowd. Because of the ailment she had. That if she touched anybody, the person would be deemed unclean. ceremonially. So she was like, it was like, how do you call it? She was banned from coming in there. It was a taboo for her to come to where the crowd was because of her condition. But because of courage, she overcame the taboo. Are you here at all? She overcame the whatever was stopping her from coming to the public. Sometimes you have some things in your body. If you are not careful, you will never come out. So now you are standing there and you don't look beautiful in your own eyes. You don't want to come out. Sometimes you are there and your stomach is paining for you. You don't want to come out. You are coming to sing and you see your stomach more than your voice. You don't want to come out. I said, Masebi Sano. Masesa. And Chibi Albania says, Pax. Oh, yes, Timo. Be courageous. But before you get the six packs, be what? Courageous. With what? Good diet. And good work and exercise. Stop eating late. Be courageous against the carbohydrate. And against the fizzy drinks. Be courageous. Tell somebody you are the one God is talking to through pastor. God is talking to you right now. Be courageous. Ndomino wo kwan won na too much. I'm so quarrel about western ne central. Na too many kanti. Je be biye. Aba you want to me nuan enu eduane ofie. Be ma wo yin nu eduane an wo akoton no mi wo kwan won. Undi fie eduane. Look at somebody and say, are you the one pastor is prophesying to this morning? It takes courage to speak the language of faith and to act the act of faith. Samson saw a lion coming. He never ran. Courageous guy. David saw Goliath. Courage rose in him. When everyone was running away, he saw, his courage is what even gave Goliath consent. Because when they were talking and it became a heated argument, do you know who moved first? David. Bible says he hasted towards Goliath. The guy said, you don't fear. You this small boy. The guy said, what a boy. But as he was thinking, the stone entered the forehead. He was not coordinated. I'm sure he would have moved the head. He didn't finish, thinking about it. By the time he realized, he was with ancestors. Courage. Without courage, you'll be going backwards. Even though movement looks forward and progressive, you are going backward. And one way you will know that you are really losing your courage is when you are soliloquizing. When you are talking to yourself. When you are just, musing over things. Like the woman was saying that, if I may but. She was talking to herself. She was just speaking to herself. There is a level that no one is meant to speak to you, or no one can speak to you. You will be the one speaking to yourself. And what is in you will determine what you send as a signal to your mind and to your heart. So you can send different kinds of signals, and one of the signals the Holy Spirit wants us to send to our minds and heart is a signal of what? Courage. Somebody say courage. Courage is important. Speaks the language of faith. Praise the Lord. And so there are a few things we can still keep talking about. Now in Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, here we see that the Lord is speaking to Joshua and he said, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, this is very important. This is God speaking to Joshua. Joshua is a second generation, from Moses. And he's seen everything God has done through Moses and the congregation. And now the mantle of leadership has fallen on him. And the Lord finds it important to give this guy a start. And in giving him a start, he starts with a command. The command is that, I want you to be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. So, courage is the command of the Lord to all people designed for meaningful purpose. Or, to say it again, the Lord commands all people designed for significant or meaningful purpose to be courageous. If you have been designed for something great in this life, like Joshua, taking over the mantle of Moses, and you find out that the meaningful thing is to take them to the promised land. It's an original instruction or assignment given to Moses. But somewhere, somehow, he couldn't complete it. And he was the one to complete that thing. There are things that were given to some generations in our families and in our nation, and they have done their part, and for our generation to complete the baton, to complete the race, we need to be courageous. We need to be what? That means that if you're a politician, you do not have to allow Kwame Nkrumah's history or whatever to scare you. Because Moses is phenomenal. Moses opens the Red Sea. It's never happened before. He's speaking to the rock, touching the rock. Water is coming out. It's never happened before. We are seeing food coming from heaven. Never happened before. This guy is phenomenal. The anointing he displayed in his time, killing the firstborns of Egypt, calling for plagues and frogs and all manner. He put in his rod down, swallowing that of magician. The guy, too powerful. Understood the knowledge of Egypt 100%. No match. When you are called to step into the shoe of such a person, you will be on yourself. Step into the shoe of it will require courage. It will require what? When he died, he was not buried. Devils and angels were fighting over his body. Too much. Hell wanted him, heaven wanted him. When you are called to stand in that shoe, will you be giving excuses? And what will call you to fully match up is courage. And so God knew that Joshua would be weak. Looking at all that God had done through, that's why he told him, he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Now the problem is not either my presence is with you or not. Either it can be done or not. The problem, you have the courage to be used. You have the courage for me to use you. You have the courage for me to do it through you. Whether you have the courage to be the first to marry in your family, or you'll be looking at generational patterns. Whether you have the courage to be the first to complete that course, to build that house, to be that person, that unique person. Whether you will have the courage that even though your nose is not very nice, you can still be smelled by great people from far. You not smelling, they will smell you. Because some ladies look at some fine ladies and they lose life. How did they create me? Eh? Ochimba? Afunoba? How did they create me? You look at some people, what they can do, how they can rattle their English and the abilities they have. And sometimes you ask yourself, what do I have to offer? God said, I have offered myself to you to do with you as I did with Moses. What you now need is courage. What you need is courage. Some people are not even clapping courageously. A lot of the things, if we will have courage to step up, we will see the hand of God. So, he said that for you to be able to do this, strength is required. But that strength will come when you have good courage. You need to be strong. So, when you have courage, that is the foundation of your strength. Is the what? the courage to do ministry. So you see that when he called Gideon, he didn't have courage. And he had to just, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. He keeps telling them what they have that they are not recognizing. Are you here? He called Moses. He didn't have courage. He said, are you talking to me? I'm a stammerer. I'm a fugitive. Are you talking? Aaron is there. He's better than I am. God said, man up. Be courageous. Hey. Oba te sen, beme nebe warino. Beme te sen, oba nebe warino. Are you here? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? If you are not courageous, you are a woman, you marry a woman. It's a sign that you are not courageous. Because a man broke your heart. Now you want to marry a woman. You are a woman rejected you. Now you have gone for men. It's a sign that you are not courageous. Something has collapsed inside of you. And when you have massive defeat and you can't come out, and you can't rise up, we'll talk about some things here. It's a sign that you are not courageous. Praise the Lord. This life is mostly dichotomized. Either it's yes or no, victory or failure, success or what? Defeat. So when you are handed one, you don't just fizzle out. You have to keep showing up. Tell somebody, show up. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, show up. You know, sometimes you are singing and your head cannot get around the key and the melody and everything. It's like you are singing nonsense. And yeah, you would die on the stage and you don't want to come up on the stage again. But maybe, just maybe, your blessings are still on the stage. And you need to come again. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone at all? Somebody say, courage here. I can't hear you shout, courage. So he said, you will be strong when you have courage. You are weakling if you don't build the capacity, spiritual capacity for courage. You know, and here we see that when you become courageous and you are walking in that strength, it will cure certain things. It will what? The first thing it will cure is fear. It says that, be strong and of a good courage. That is towards the direction of you not being afraid. Because you cannot be courageous and afraid at the same time. One swallows the other. All the time. Either the fear has swallowed your courage, or your courage has swallowed the fear. So God saying, be courageous, and it is his command. This command, in fact, in verse 8, it says that you will make your way what? Prosperous, successful. So God deems that to be successful in this life, you need to be courageous. And that courage would deal with certain demons on the way. One of those pitfalls and one of those demons is the demon of fear. Fear empowers the devil against your mind, your heart, your spirit, your body. Fear will incapacitate you. The people were afraid, and so they now saw the giant in the land they went to spy. They said that, the cities are fortified. The people are giant. And we were in their eyes as grasshoppers, and so were we in our own eyes. Now, it is only fear that will make you to redefine yourself as a grasshopper. When you didn't set off thinking you were a grasshopper. Where did they get that grasshopper's mentality from? It's fear. That's why you need courage. Courage to start the business. Courage to go to that health facility. To deal with whatever is there. Are you here at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Courage. Some people, they don't want to look at their medical report. I don't want to look at it. You need courage to look at it. The wasi has come. Heat. Some people don't have the courage to look at the result of an exam they wrote themselves. Someone has to look for them and tell them what they got. What a shock. You need the courage. It deals with fear. You know, John says that fear has torment. It will torment you, torment your mind, torment your heart, torment your body. It will make you freeze when you are supposed to be running. So courage deals with fear. It deals with what? The fear of the unknown, the fear of death, the fear of failure, any kind of fear, fear of all dimensions. Once you become courageous, you are not afraid of death, you are not afraid of anything. And that is what it takes to be successful. It deals with fear. What does it deal again with? It deals, it says, neither be thou dismayed. So there is the issue of fear and there's the issue of discouragement. When you are dismayed, that is, you have given up or you have lost the ability to move forward. You have lost the ability to fight on. Wabemebu. Are you here at all? You can be talking, but you are not moving. You are dismayed. I'm not trying again. It's not like I want to die. It's like, you know, you are not planning to die, but you are also not planning to be productive. Most people who say they are depressed are actually discouraged. It's the spirit of heaviness that makes you to be in a state of inertia. You don't add to yourself and all you are doing is taking away from yourself. And you can lie to yourself that it is okay when you know that there is no movement. There is no traction. Are you here at all? Some other people say, I want to commit suicide and all of that. And so they physically terminate themselves. There are many people who have committed suicide, but they are still alive. They are living dead. And it is so because they were dismayed and they are still dismayed. And those people, sometimes they cannot be excited. They are not exciting. No matter what you do, they are just stone cold. They are not responsive to stimuli. You stimulate them, they refuse to be stimulated. You shock them, they refuse to be shocked. Are you here at all? One day, I say, Martin, so I come and I do say, maybe find your juma. Because in your dear, but your juma. Am I talking to somebody now? I bind it today in Jesus' name. And I declare that may courage enter your heart in the name of Jesus. There are people who are dismayed, deflated, discouraged, down and not getting up. You say, get up, get up, get up. A dismayed person is like a child. You are waking up in the morning to go to school. You wake them up, they sleep again. You wake them up, they sleep again. And when they master the courage to tell you, I don't want to go to school. Don't you want to become anything? I don't want to become anything. Lethargic. No energy. No energy. Life is gone. It's a dry bone without life. You are dismayed. You say, there is the fear issue and there is the discouragement issue. When you don't want to do again, but try again. It takes courage to deal with that matter where things have not gone as you expected. When your expectations have not met the manifestation level you wanted, and you feel deflated, you feel like you are not up to it, you don't match, maybe you are not qualified. And sometimes you can take yourself out before the sniper shoots you. You are dismayed. Courage is what swallows that issue of being dismayed. It's God talking to someone now. And I'm praying today that you will not be dismayed in Jesus' mighty name. May you receive the spirit of courage. If that amen is louder, you are receiving it in Jesus' name. So you see scriptures, a lot of scriptures. You can write all these scriptures. Joshua chapter 10 verse 25. Joshua 10 25. It says that, please give me good. Joshua 10, 25 says, and Joshua said unto them. Now, the first one, it was God talking to Joshua. Now, Joshua is telling the people, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. For thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Now he has received the injection. So he's giving injection to people. Too powerful. In 1 Chronicles 28:20. 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 20. It says that, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of a good courage. Have you seen that? All the time strength goes with good courage. Come on now, talk to me. Have you seen that they go together? Be strong and of a good courage. And do it. Do it. God wants you to build the temple. If I, the great king, I couldn't do it, I want you to do it. And the mindset you need to do it, the spirit you need to catch in doing it is to be courageous. He said, fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. The same God was with me, but didn't allow me to do. He is with you. He will make you do it. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Do not be dismayed. One of the things courage will swallow is the fear for failure. It's like, he will not fail you. He will not forsake you. You will not be abandoned. Go ahead. Praise the Lord. You know, in NASB, in the New Testament, Jesus was speaking to the people in Mark chapter 6 verse 50. Mark 6:50. And this is what he said in Mark chapter 6 verse 50. NASB. He said this and he said, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. This is Jesus walking on water. His disciples saw him and they were terrified. Hey, we have seen a ghost. When you see ghosts, what will make you to confront that, whether it's existent or not existent, is to have courage. Is to have what? Spirit, you will deal with spirit more with courage than with anything at all. Spirit always wants to confuse you with its look and what he says. It's like the lion. It will roar. So when you freeze, there's no contest. That's why you need courage. You need what? I can't hear you. You need what? Jesus said, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. So even Jesus was telling his disciples that you will deal with fear when you have courage. And you will touch the real substance when you have courage. Because sometimes the real substance comes in the image of something that is different. They were looking at a ghost in their heads. Jesus said, I'm the real deal. I'm not a ghost. And this is how they would have abandoned the opportunity. One, for this guy to walk on water. Abandoned the opportunity to be on the journey with the real deal. And all they needed to be on that, you know, level of operation was what? Courage. Are you with me here? Courage. One of the things courage will cure is anxiety. It's what? Come on now. It's what? It's a commandment that will cure anxiety. Look at Isaiah 35 verse 4 in the NASB. Isaiah 35 verse 4. In Isaiah 35 verse number 4, the Bible said, say to those with anxious heart, take courage, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come, but he will save you. That's it. You will see troubles everywhere. And because of that, you are even anticipating vengeance and that is coming to sweep all over. There will be war, there will be whatever, blah, blah, blah. God says that your portion is different. You will be saved. He will save us. But before that happens, take courage. Because if you don't take courage, your heart will be anxious. So he says that tell the people that I am coming to save. But they already have an anxious heart. December has come. And you have an anxious heart. Where is my life going? Every time you are taking stock based on calendar time, where is my life going? Why am I like this? Am I a woman enough? Am I a man enough? Am I this enough? Am I that enough? Am I that enough? Am I this enough? Am I good enough? The Lord says that you that has an anxious heart, take courage. It's a pill you have to take one every day. Take the pill of courage to cure your anxious heart. Because anxiety kills. Anxiety will kill you 10 years before you physically die. So whatever is coming is vengeance. And whatever is coming is a recompense of something very serious. But the Lord will save you. And if you are not careful, you will still be saved. But by the time you are saved, you have gone into hypertension. That's what normally happens. You are so troubled with an issue that you develop hypertension or high blood pressure. Are you with me? Your mind breaks down. These days we are talking about mental health a lot. You know, your mind breaks down because you don't know how to put yourself to rest. And you are on and troubled, my husband, my wife. Something you don't have, boy, then after developing all the things you ought not to develop, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, you know, all that, then what is written is written. 2 years after, God does it the same way he promised he would do it. The result comes. But between where you were and when the result came, you have used your anxious heart to contract hypertension. You have used it to contract foolish eating in the night. And then you have diabetes. You have used it to contract broken heart. You have used it to contract mental health. You have used it to contract. You contract all, and those things God is not interested. Because his word is there to guide and guard you. Praise the Lord. Put on the helmet of what? Salvation. So you see that sometimes God posts a letter to a living man. By the time the letter will arrive by the post boy, the living man that the letter was posted for is dead. Couldn't wait to receive the letter. But the letter was on the way coming. Use anxiety to kill him or herself. And when the letter came, they were doing his funeral. I'm just saying that whatever God has promised you, if he said he would do it, he would do it. But for some of us, by the time he does it, would have been damaged because of an anxious heart. Every time you are crying inside, in the room, as if you are Oshin. Every time. Why only me? Why is it that no man wants me? We'll write a song for you, baby. Something has come. You are so anxious. This government that has changed. Some people are overly anxious. And we are all Ghanaians. So why are you anxious? What is going to happen? They are just coming to do the best they can do to move us forward. Like, do you understand? Hello? You are so anxious. Maybe my work will go. They will sack me. They will take my work. They will. Hey. You are not. Why? Why are you anxious? At the level you have gotten to, you are not a political appointee. And you are anxious. The government has changed. If they terminate you, you go to court. There are labor laws. Why are you anxious? Like, sometimes the thing you are contending with, the law has dealt with it, and you are still anxious. Like you are a mother, you are undergoing a divorce. The kids are young. You are not mad. You don't physically abuse them. Then the man is threatening you. I'll collect the children from you. The law is there. The law says that when they are underage, they have to be with their mother. It is, you don't even need a lawyer. Are you here at all? Just a wonder.
Is it ignorance killing you, or is just the anxiety killing you? Sometimes you die before your result arrives. And the reason why sometimes it is so is because you lack the courage to face life. Hey, your next testimony is beyond so many battles you may have to fight to get to the peaceful place. And if you are not courageous, demon be finishing. You will not take any one step forward from where you are. And a sin they are feeding to you, no, is just an advertisement to stop you. The intention is not even to bite you. It's to see what you are made of. Whether your will to have it is stronger than what you are seeing. And that's why the Bible calls it fiery darts. They are imaginary weapons that devil used to confuse you, make you see something that does not exist or that doesn't have a legal ground to operate against you because you are a child of God. But he is showing you red card, even though he doesn't have the authorization to drive you out of that field. And because you lack courage, you yourself abandon the field of your blessing when nobody drove you out. He can't drive you out, but he will show you things that will make you run away from the field. That's why I like Shama. I like Eliezer. I like them. They see the Philistines coming. The troops are running and they stand in the middle of the field. I am here. One man with God is more than a majority. The Bible said that God wrought mighty miracles through one man. One man. When you have God, you need to have what? Courage. You need to have what? Courage. Anxiety everywhere. I won't pray again. I've prayed. I can't see anything. Sometimes when you are even listening to the word of God in church, we look at your face. We know that God is in trouble. We know that God is in trouble. And God has to beg you to smile. And beg you to convince you. The thing is that even if God does it for you this year, what you are asking him to do, next year, will you not have more requests? So all the time, you will be going through the same emotions of anxiety. Every time you don't have something, I say, wow! When your mother has planned a better lunch, your mouth biscuit into it, don't want to form sugar, Ghana, when your temperature. Now who's to do the miracle with the bonny cranny? Anxiety. The pregnancy has not come. Anxious. Every time you are going to meet your spouse, you are trying to plant the seed where it will be pregnant. I will say it. Sex is not only for making children, it's for pleasure also. I'm shaking tables here. Every time you want to be giving birth, you're always telling your husband, come and do and go. You just watch the people who are watching the wall, who are not looking at my face. Very dangerous people, they are behaving somewhere like that. You say, come and do and go. Wow. Come and do and go. Where is the pleasure? Where is the connection? Where is the joy? Hey! Any come and do and go woman or man here, I ban that spirit from your mind. Too anxious. You meet most gynecologists, they will be telling their clients that bring down the anxiety. You are too desperate and anxious. Cool down. Pregnancy doesn't happen like that. Most people get pregnant, they were not even thinking about pregnancy. That's what they call it, mistake. My name will be here and say, I click it. I pick it. I fat. Kasa afa. Tell somebody, throw away the anxiety. Be courageous. You are going to the embassy, you have already refused yourself. Before going there, you are saying, you refuse me left, right, center. My passport, mo nyefe. And no. And the actually there. Be courageous. Be what? Courageous. So that you go to the embassy, the person interviewing you is a very young person. And you will fianca wo smash man. So for 3 days or so before you go there, you have scared yourself. Hey, when they ask you things you already know. Now one not to anxiety in tea. Better near the amount. God didn't refuse you. Even the person didn't come there to refuse you, but your anxiety just created a posture that you are not genuine enough. You are not ready for the trip. Let's look for people who are ready. Tell somebody today, I pray for you. Come on now. Tell somebody, I pray for you today. Be courageous. Come on now. Tell somebody, be courageous. Let nothing overcome you, because Christ has overcome for you. Therefore, be courageous in all you do, and your testimonies will show. Give the Lord a big clap offering. We have a lot to learn, but just let's take it one by one. One of the things that will make you courageous is the fact that you need to be born again. The Bible said that the righteous is as bold as what? A lion. So it's a spirit that God gives to his children. Courage. God makes us courageous. Number two, your righteousness secures for you. Courage. It's there. So you pray for the activation of it. Praise the Lord. When you are a child of God. God, he had to be a very courageous God to create the world. Yeah, God, there was no template for him to look at. He himself was a template. It takes courage to create. Some of the songs that hit in conservative measurement, it's nonsense. Gangnam style. It's nonsense now. What kind of song is that? Even CNN was marketing it. It didn't follow the construct. It didn't follow the conservative way that songs are made. But the person was courageous enough to make the song. Do you get what I'm saying? Go and listen to Emoji's song, Oh Be Lifted. It has gone very far. Go and listen to the original he sang. Now there's a lot of remix that has made it very powerful. But go and listen to the original. He was courageous to just make the song. And God, who was with him and with the song, has taken it to where he would take it. Have you listened to Jesus, You Love Me Too Much, or the original? Eh? It was like somebody doing morning devotion. You ask yourself, why would somebody go to studio and try to do that kind of a thing? But the courage to do it, because this is what God has given me and I want to do it. Now when he blew, J.J. Heston came on board. Koza people came on board. They went to remix it and it was wow. Then you see Madam showing what God has given her on that record. It takes courage to create. And when you are creating something, it will look like it's nonsense. But create anyway with courage. With what? Courage. If you always want to be copy, you won't go anywhere. That's why when the copy you are looking at fails, you feel like you don't have a chance. Because my mentor failed. So what is my chance? Even he knows the model more than I know. I am modeling after the modeler. And the model has failed. So what's my chance? But courage tells you. Joshua did not have any idea that God had him in mind when he was given the promise that I will take you to the promised land. He was a follower. Never thought he would be a leader. Not knowing that in the grand scheme of things, is the one to enter the promised land with them. Wow. If you are not courageous, you won't go that far to even see the death of Moses. There are some people in church here. You say, when will I become the general overseer of Keeper's House? When I become this, when will I ever become this? And oh, I know, so yeah, sorry, no. It's like you are not giving chance enough. Learn from Joshua and be courageous. Praise the Lord. Learn from who? Joshua. And be what? Courageous. Point number two is waiting upon the Lord. Doing what? Nothing gives you courage than addiction to the presence of God. In Psalm 27 verse 14, Psalm 27 verse 14, it says that wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So those who wait on the Lord, he strengthens their heart against fear, against anxiety, strengthens your heart against being dismayed. And he says that wait on the Lord, be of good courage. That is, if you stay in the presence of God enough, he strengthens you with courage to go on in life. So you see that anointed people don't fear face. Samson, Spirit of the Lord comes upon him. He takes a lion, tears it apart. Because he's been waiting in the presence of God. Spend time. Spend time with your quiet time. Spend time waiting on the Lord. Have a you and God time. Praise the Lord. Don't let people come and tell you their stories of how they spent time in a retreat, you know, facing God on their own. You're always hearing the stories of people. You need to have a plan of creating your own stories practically with the Lord. Take time off. Fast, pray. Stay in the presence of God every blessed day. Drinking from him, listening to message, praying, reading the word, praying, seeking, speaking to the Holy Spirit, seeking his face. Father, help me, show me the way, strengthen me. Praise the Lord. Jesus was almost giving up in the Garden of Gethsemane. Then he prayed for the strengthening of the Spirit. But because he was in a place of prayer, praying, strength and courage came. Now, when he rose, he started laughing at the disciples. He said, "But when we need stamina back, courage from the place of the presence of God." Our value as children of God is not in attendance of services, it's not in the fellowshipping, it's not the primary in value is in our relationship with God. That's a primary value. When you don't have that, every other thing you are doing doesn't, the center doesn't hold. It's God talking to somebody here. Hello? That is why it's a problem that you have been in church for a long time and you are still you. Look at Psalm 34, verse 24. Let me just go to Christ scripture. 31, 24. Psalm 31:24. He said, 31:24. He said, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Just waiting on the Lord, though. He injects you with so much courage. Because you go to the market and there are big boys in the market. Someone has been an architect for more than your age. You are competing on a project with that person. When they tell you how long they have been practicing, you have to advise yourself. One man that was having a case, you know, some land that is mine that he wanted to collect. When he was talking to me, he started mentioning big names of judges, big names of lawyers. Even the land where he was, he said, the chief is my friend. Like, you don't have ground. You don't have, as he was mentioning all those things, now I sent my name and address to the person by WhatsApp. We were talking, you know, by the time he saw, he had a message. He said, what message is that? He read it, he said, it's your address. I said, I know where you are going. We will meet there. Then he said, I've seen that what I'm looking for now I will not get from you. As he was talking, all the judges and whatever, you know, let's go to the court. You go to the court, I'll come. And the reason why I am bold enough to deal with that is because I'm in the presence of God. I'm not afraid of whatever judge's name you are mentioning. I'm not afraid of anybody you know and all that. When we meet there, or else the people bully you left, right, center to throw in names. We don't trust in chariot. We trust in the name of the Lord. When you are in the presence of the Lord, you are injected with doses of what? Courage. You can't call anything a delay. Because you are in the presence of God, He has the best plan for you. That's why he kept telling them that, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. So be courageous. I am with you. Be courageous. I am with the presence of God with you. Is supposed to sponsor your courage all day long, anywhere, anytime. Please rise. Nobody is moving you if God is not moving you. Nobody is touching you if God is not touching you. Tell somebody, be courageous, be courageous. One more time, tell somebody, be courageous. Now tell somebody, there's no problem bigger than can be solved. Be courageous. One more time, be courageous. Tell somebody, it's solvable, it's doable. Praise the Lord. Come on now, it's doable, right? Yeah. Tell somebody, be courageous. No fear. Every time, fear. I'm afraid. I'm concerned. Yo, Pastor Minio. Pastor, the same Baba. I'm not the author and finisher of your faith. Jesus said he would do it and he's already done it. Tell someone it's done. One more time. Tell someone it's done. Can you walk to about five people and tell them that God says I should tell you, be courageous. It is done. Be courageous. Please talk to them. Shakapa raka sutelebe. Eleko siprenenene. Zeto lekloto saprata. Chale, look at the right direction. Kelo sipra lakada. Eseleme kotose. Thank you, Father. Yes. Courageous. You will marry, you will have your children. Be courageous. You will get to the promised land. Be courageous. You are already there. Be courageous. That marriage is not collapsing. Be courageous. Be courageous. Hallelujah. You are going to marry. That thing you are believing God for, you already have it. It's just waiting for the time for manifestation. So be courageous. Thank you, Father. Courageous. Can you lift your hands now? Lift your hands. Say, Father, I thank you for this moment. Thank you for your presence. Praise the Lord. If you are here, you have not given your life to Christ, you have an opportunity. You want to say, Lord, I want you in my life. Is there anybody like that? I would like to pray with you. You are believing God. Can everybody lift up your hands right now? Say, Holy Spirit, I pray for the comfort of your spirit. I pray for courage from you. Strengthen my anxious heart with courage. The thing that takes my rest, my peace, I pray for peace of mind. I pray for courage to believe that I'm going to get to the promised land. Can you open your mouth right now and just pray for the Holy Spirit to help you, to strengthen you, to give you that peace, to give you that courage, to give you that courage. Mareko sete lebehe eto lagabatata lekopatala ashala kopata lebrekete. Open your mouth and pray. Mareku selite libarakapa itala barose prene esho kepene nene nekepete isola kapata labaha shakwata labakapa eto lekepete lebrekete isula kapata labakapa atula kitala bakapa eshoka laba tolabaha atula klapata laba isola kepete lea itola kapata labadaba ashola kepete itola kepete lea atula kapata leparadada etele kepete lebe eshola kapa lekwatata ashala madakalapa ito remendose eshakata labakape ito rakitalia bababa shakwata labakapa atule meleketose esholika pere ito rema rose atule keleparo isuntalia paraya. Pray, Holy Ghost, I pray for courage. Courage against fear. Against fear, discouragement. Shalabata pata laba. Ito ramato selepeya. Shakwali bariki toze. Ito ramakapare tose. Suntalia para. Ito remento liki paya. Shalu kapaya. Open your mouth and pray. Isontala makapata. Elzole kepete lebe. Ishala balagaba. Raise your hand and pray. Say, Father, whatever you have made me, no man or devil will change it. I declare right now, I will fulfill my destiny according to your plan. I am courageous today. I will see the promised land. I am already there. Prophesy. Prophesy yourself in that testimony, in that promised land. Prophesy yourself. Can you pray? My God. Shakapa rakapa eto lekepete ito ramatose sakula perese eshalekepete kale baruse peya italia. Can you open your mouth? Don't pray in your head. Open your mouth. Declare it. I am there. I am who the Lord says I am. I am what the Lord says I am. Nobody will rob me of my life. Nobody will rob me of what God has given me. Etere makose telepe, ishali malontaliga, isutele parese. Ah, shakatele pete, ikatele pete kete, ishakele kete, ishaloke peria, ishontele perege, ishatala makapa, lato repete. May you receive the spirit of courage. Receive the spirit of courage. Receive the spirit of boldness. Receive it. Yes. Itora matosa. Yakata likipata. Asheleke pele. Esanteliapa. Atuleke lepaya. Asato lekilape. Isutele marose. With courage, begin to prophesy. My life is full of favor. Open your mouth and pray. I am full of favor. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Open your mouth and prophesy. Favor fills my life. I am satisfied with favor. Can Can you open your mouth, raise your hand and pray? Ah, favor. The favor of the Lord is upon me. This is the best season of my life. This is the best moment of my life. Favor surrounds me. Wherever I go, favor. Shekola parekete. Eto ramatosa. Favor everywhere. Manshalekopenia. Pray, pray. Favor. I am favored. I see favor over this church. I prophesy favor over the keeper's house. Favor for growth. Favor in the community. Favor in the city. Favor in the city. Favor in the city. Favor in the city. Eparusi kapeya. Shakorepete. Itala paruse.
Thank you, Father. Lift your hands now. Receive the anointing of courage. From today, anything that makes you lose confidence, courage, boldness to move to the land God has promised you, I bind it in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that by the spirit of courage, the grace, may whatever you have to receive because of courage, let that thing be a manifestation in your life. Anyone who is despondent, restless, can't sleep, can't just believe it, today, as you have imbibed courage into your being, may you enter into your season of favor.
Amen.
Enter into your season of victories.
Amen.
Enter into your season of testimonies.
Amen.
Enter into your season of laughter. Into the season of excitement.
Amen.
Celebrations and jubilations.
Amen.
May you enter into your joy.
Amen.
I'm not hearing that amen at all.
Amen.
May your prophecies come to pass.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Clap your hands. Bless the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at The Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.